Hi there. The word for you today is just enough. In Exodus 16, verse 18, New Living Translation, we read, each family had just what it needed. In the wilderness, God provided his people with manna so that they wouldn't go hungry. It appeared miraculously each morning. Let me read Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2, show you how it worked. Everyone had just enough. Those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered a little had just enough. Each family had just what it needed. Have you ever noticed that there are times in your life when God's blessings seem to, and this fulfills the promise of Deuteronomy 28 verse 2, all these blessings shall overtake you. When God's blessings overtake you, your prayers are getting answered, the doctor's report is good, the bills are paid, your job is going great, and your kids are finally getting on the right track. When that happens, rejoice and thank God for his goodness. Then there are other times when he gives you just enough light to take one more step. That's when he's teaching you to trust him daily, and may I add, sometimes hourly. Well, training you to do what? To test his word and see for yourself, Lamentations 3:22, that his mercies really are new every morning. Bottom line, God never lets us gather tomorrow's manna today. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19 that he will supply all your needs according to his riches. He wants you to rely on the giver, not just the gift, to trust him to meet all your needs and to expect that he'll bring good things out of bad situations. So instead of getting stressed out, he wants you, Philippians 4:6, you remember these words, to let all your requests be made known unto God. In other words, stop fretting when you're alone, because Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He wants you to realize that no matter what life throws at you, you never have to question his love. Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Hey, no matter what you face, where you are today, you will have just enough. God promises it.